Jillian Juhas are MAs. They are MFTs. They're working to help individuals create remarkable relationships, elevate their value, and set boundaries like badasses. Their newest book is Boundary Badass. Welcome to the show, Jan and Jillian.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, excited to have you on. It's always fun with two people. Tell us a little bit about your personal lives, more about your work, and what motivated you to put pen to paper and write the book.
So she and I grew up in a very small town of about 900 people and then moved to a metropolitan city, Chicago, 3 million. So that was a bit of a culture shock. So we really had to learn where our limitations were and really hone in on our like family values in order to really set boundaries. Because once you move to that big kind of city, you sort of think everybody's your friend, but not everyone has your best interest. So we learned very quickly the hard way, you could say.
Appreciate that. And do you have a background in writing? It's no small feat to just write a book.
We actually don't have a background in writing. Our background is in psychology. So marriage and family therapy is what our background is in. And we are also certified mediators. So I would say emotional and relationship intelligence is our background. And so we help people in regards to really honing in on how to elevate their own value within their relationships, but also elevate the relationship itself personally and professionally within their lives.
We appreciate that. So is it safe to say that you are related to one another?
Yes, we are identical twins. We're 3 minutes apart. We have a lot of similarities, but differences too. I would say we complement each other in a great way in terms when it comes to our like goals in life, but then we also have our differences when it comes to personality. So we think very similar for the long-term goal, but how we get there, we can be very much different. I'm more of a detailed person and she's more big picture kind of person. So, yeah.
And when we were writing the book, we were actually writing it simultaneously. Like we can finish each other's sentences or we will delete things. We will be logged into Google so we could be at our own residence. But at the same time, we're on the same document and we'll be deleting and rewriting each other's sentences. So, yeah.
It's interesting, and I'm sure it's something that y'all spend a lot of time thinking about, is it's unique for siblings to have their boundaries within the household. But when you're identical twins, that's a whole nother level, I guess.
It is. But I think, too, I think what makes us being twins is unique is when it comes to relationships, we've always sort of considered how it may impact the other person, especially if they're involved in making that decision. So when it came to, let's say, business goals, for instance, like we would consult with each other before making a decision, where a lot of times in relationships, whether it's personal or business, people will take unilateral decision making and to a whole nother level without considering how it's going to impact the other person or the relationship. So
part of our like boundary badass method is having a we mindset over a me mindset. A lot of times out there, people set boundaries from a me mindset because they're protecting their own needs and their safety, which is important. But when you have relationships, you have two different perspectives that might be opposing. And so we have to come together and negotiate based on a mutual or shared value within that relationship in order to have an agreement that benefits the relationship as a whole, which is the we mindset.
Shared values, is that one of the linchpins?
So shared values, we help people develop their top five values to operate on in regards to a daily basis. And so when you're in alignment with your values, that's your authentic truth. And your values is how we set boundaries within our relationships and connections with other people, because our values actually meet our emotional needs on a deeper level without coming across emotional when you're trying to resolve conflict or differences or a disconnect within the relationship itself.
So how did you find yourself focused on boundaries?
Well, I think it began, we started using them in business before we ever did in our personal relationships. And so being able to establish boundaries with clients who've made, weren't necessarily honoring like the agreement, or they're trying to push the boundary outside of the contractual agreement. And that's when we really honed in using our psychology skills and values to try to keep the peace with our client and manage clients in a way that was effective, but also it created that mutual respect, working collaboratively together with them. And then we realized we needed to put them more into our personal romantic relationships and realize that we always spoke up, but you can't speak necessarily from a place of emotion if you're trying to resolve conflict, because that only heightens the matter. And values are universally understood, where emotions are often one-sided. And that's where we realize we need to really use this in our personal relationships to maintain that mutual respect in a way that promoted growth.
And you recognize it, and then you look around, you say, you know what? I think that there's probably a lot of people out here that don't have maybe never thought about boundaries. Maybe they thought about it, but they're not. They don't have the mechanism or the will to keep them.
Correct. It's not taught in school. They're not taught in the home. So it is something that almost everybody does have to learn at some point in their life when they realize that they want to actually grow their relationships or promote growth overall in their entire lifestyle and have those personal boundaries as well. So we have to realize, okay, what's not working and what needs to work, and then hone in and have that integrity and accountability, because that's where we're going to thrive in life and be able to achieve our goals.
And the more self-respect we have for ourselves, we will receive that respect from other people, because people treat us the way we actually carry our own energy, our own confidence and self-respect in our lives.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that, certainly. So what's not working, what needs to work, making sure that I am, that I have self-respect, that I have self-worth, and so I can stand up for myself and say, no, these are the values that are important to me. We need to be on the same page with these.
Well, we need to find common ground. So even if somebody, say two people have the same value, such as communication, that might look very different for each person within that relationship. It also might look very different based on whether it's a personal relationship or a professional relationship. So we have to figure out what that communication looks like in regards to each person's perspective to find that common ground.
So for instance, one person may value more assertive communication, where someone else may need more passive. So how do we create that synergy in regards to how we each communicate? Or let's say, you know, in your personal relationships, your significant other wants to communicate multiple times throughout the day, but you only have time to communicate at the start of the day and the end of the day. So how do we make that compromise in order to find alignment, so that way each person is fulfilled in the relationship around communication? Or in terms of, like, let's say business, having a 24-hour response time might be effective with your clients.
So how do you hash that out? How do we figure that stuff out? Just talking, thinking ourselves?
So this is where it comes to using the boundary method. So we would, if it's a personal relationship, we might say, I feel or I think with, and say what we are feeling, but then when it comes, and then we say, I value either consistent communication, constructive communication, open communication. How are we going to improve our communication channels with each other, or more or less get on the same page?
So then you would ask discovery questions to really understand the other person's mindset. Like, how often do you want to communicate? And these are open-ended questions that help us understand the other person's perspective. And then they might say, I'm only comfortable communicating, like she said, at the start of the day, at the end of the day. Like, I need to really focus on work when I'm at work. What works for you? How often were you thinking we would communicate throughout the day? So then that's where you try to find the common ground. And that becomes kind of a negotiation process in order to reach that mutually agreed upon plan of action. And you might come to an agreement that, okay, I understand it's really important to you that you want to communicate throughout the day multiple times. How about I'll try to make time on my lunch break to, you know, give you a quick text or call you, see how you're doing, see how, like, you know, the kids are doing, whatever's going on in that part of your partner's life, in order to make sure that you have that touch within the connection itself. And that way each person is, like she said, being fulfilled within the relationship itself.
I think too, with the boundary method, it allows us to address certain problems or differences or disconnects with ease. Like, so many people get fearful of conflict, where this is allowing us to actually advocate and speak up and not actually have another argument, because we're actually trying to work with the other person versus say, hey, you did this or you're not doing this. Well, we want to use I statements, not you statements, because that's going to allow us to take ownership of what we need, which is also going to allow the other person to be receptive of what we are addressing with them and assessing further.
And I think another big misconception out there is people will use ultimatums as boundaries, such as, if you don't contact me all day long, then XYZ is going to happen. Well, that's a threat or a demand, and it's not going to be received well by the other party. And so this is why we have to come together and have teamwork and unity in order to find the balance of what works for everybody.
That's all really, really powerful stuff. And do you think that is our default to say, you do this and you are making me feel this way, versus saying, I really want to be able to have open and honest communication?
So yes, it is the default, and that's our reactive voice rather than a responsive voice. So when we get in a reactive state, that's when we start blaming or attacking the other person. And instead we want to come from a calm demeanor and be responsive, saying, this is what I need. And sometimes that might look like taking a break, saying, you know what, right now I'm not in a place to have this conversation. Can we talk about it later tonight after dinner? Or can we talk about it tomorrow morning? But make sure you set that time as to when you're going to talk about it. That way both people have clarity that it's not just going to get shoved under the rug, and you are going to revisit this conversation to find a resolution.
It sounds like when I do have high self-worth, and then I am in a better position to advocate for myself calmly, say, hey, there's a lot going on right now. It's not making me happy. I'm upset about these things. I want things to be going this way. Can we have a conversation about it, versus you're ruining everything?
Yeah. Right. And so that immediately when you attack someone, they're going to get defensive or stonewall, and they're going to have that trauma response. So we're trying to help eliminate that, because that only, like I said, fuels the fire. And we're actually trying to put the water on the fire and cool things down so we can be constructive, because we can't resolve conflict if we don't actually hear what the other person is saying in order to find that compromise.
And I think we've already talked about this, but I want to try to figure it out and kind of come full circle. So let's just use my wife and we're working to have a better relationship. It's important that I sit down and think about what is most important to me. It's important she does as well. And then we do this kind of Venn diagram where we find the overlaps.
So it would be helpful if you guys each identify your five values and then see where you have overlap in regards to those values, and then really hone in. So we like to, when working with couples, we really try to help them identify the overlap in values. So usually 3 out of 5 can be really helpful to find that better alignment. And someone might say, I value honesty, and the other person might say, well, I value transparency. Obviously there's some overlap in those values, but you could find that compromise around those two values in regards to trying to find alignment based on differences that may be coming up. And so trying to find, honing on the values, and then you would say, you know, I feel undermined when there's a lack of transparency when talking about what needs to happen within the home. I value transparency. How can we work on that together so that way we're on the same page going forward?
I love it. And I imagine that for the most part, people can find that crossover, those shared values, because you're probably not dating somebody or in a relationship with somebody who's totally different than you are, but I'm wrong a lot.
I think a lot of times what happens, there's a whole nother layer when it comes to being in a romantic relationship. A lot of it also will, attachment style will also play out, because our attachment styles usually comes from our childhood with one of our parents, what are in terms of how we attach to our parents. So sometimes that will also be another layer that plays out in romantic relationships. Usually it doesn't so much in business or professional relationships, but yeah.
But it is important when looking at, you know, an organization or a company is really honing in on the values, because that's where the organization is going to thrive, based on what they value. And like you said, if there's, you're dealing with team projects or working on a team, being able to talk about what productivity looks like or talk about, you know, integrity, that's going to be really important in order to maintain an overall team mentality too.
I don't imagine that we're ever done with this, or we can just put it in a drawer and file it away. What does maintenance or hygiene look like for boundaries?
It's really important that we have our own integrity with our own values on a daily basis and our own boundaries, because that's what's going to give you internal peace and fulfillment in life and feel like you have not only respect yourself, but mutual respect within your relationships. I think growth is a never-ending process in life, and I truly think we always have something to keep learning. And we happen to enjoy learning and keep elevating. So it's always going to be part of your life, just like the same as if you get up and shower every morning and brush your teeth. It just happens to be one of those things that really bring us a healthy and fulfilled lifestyle.
Also, too, I think if you look at your five values every morning and like, okay, which three am I going to honor? And then at the end of the day, look at what actions you took that honor those values. And that's what's going to help maintain that personal alignment. But then also we're going to recognize if someone sort of goes against one of those values, which they may not be aware of your values, but if someone sort of breaches your value in that certain nature, then that's your cue to speak up and say something, because it's going to feel like a fire alarm going off inside of your body. Like, this doesn't feel good. And your intuition is going to kick in, and that's going to be your cue to say, you know, I value whatever it is, you know, and set the boundary and talk about it and open up the conversation. Boundaries are about opening up the conversation to connect.
I love it. Well, what do you hope that people get out of the book Boundary Badass when they pick it up?
I hope they are able to connect deeper to their inner voice and realize that everybody has something valuable to offer to a relationship. And we don't have to go through life not feeling heard or understood, but we can really speak up in a way that's with ease and create connection within our relationships from a peaceful place.
Love it. Well, Jan and Jillian, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they connect? And where can they get their copy of Boundary Badass?
Yes, you can connect with us at either janandjillian.com, or you can check out the book at boundarybadass.com, and you can get it on Amazon.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Jan and Jillian your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to janandjillian.com. Go to boundarybadass.com and check out everything that they are working on. Get your copy and start advocating for yourself and improving your relationship and your value, and start setting better boundaries. Thanks again, Jan and Jillian.
Thanks for having us.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.